and welcome to the Atma podcast. I'm here with Jordan.
Hello.
Hello. Unfortunately, Dan couldn't make it to this one, but we're catching up with Jordan because he's been away. We're going to do a little catch-up episode and perhaps go into the tier list, the game tier list at the end. I just want to say sorry for being like 10 minutes late. It was my fault. Jordan did say he was going to the gym and might be a bit tight for starting on the half past five.
Yeah.
But I still said it for half five because a man can dream.
That's it.
So there we go. How was your gym sesh anyway?
Yeah, it was good. I've actually been training with my dad. Slash training my dad. So, but it's good because I'm using it as motivation to get in the gym myself, because obviously it's like, if I don't go, then I let him down. So,
yeah.
It's good. It's cool.
Is he training for anything specific, or is he just looking to get a bit
healthier? No, he's just wanting to get back into shape, really.
Nice.
And he has given himself a deadline or a goal time of my 30th. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so we've got a couple of months. It's good. And obviously, like, it's something I've wanted to get back into for a while. Mm. Been not being able to because of injuries, which are fucking frustrating, but they're gone now. So, yeah, no, it's good. It's good. And also, because I'm training with him, like, my go-to training method was always, like, heavy because I loved weight training so much, but he can't really do that. So,
yeah,
it's more lower weight, higher repetitions, and more like circuit training kind of stuff. So, yeah, no, it's good. It's very different, which is what I wanted, because I also wanted to change from sort of like being strong and big to being more kind of functional.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, it's pretty cool. It is pretty cool. But we go straight from work. So I finish work at 4:30. And I only do 45 minutes because I genuinely believe, and I'm probably going to offend a lot of people, if you're in the gym for an hour and a half, you're doing something wrong, or you're just not training. So that's it.
You do see a lot of people on the phone, I must admit.
Exactly. If you cut all that shit out, even with rests in between sets, you should be done in 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Are you still training?
Yeah. I mean, I took a bit of a hit during February, late February, because the Range Rover had to go back in again.
Oh, no.
So I lost the car for the best part of 2 weeks. But no. I did then start walking a lot more. Like, I walked to work instead of getting lifts.
Yeah.
So I tried to supplement a little bit of that.
And that isn't the shortest walk, to be fair.
No, it's probably like 35 minutes there and then 35 minutes back. So I was several times throughout the week, I was walking for an hour a day, just going to and from work.
Yeah.
So I might replace a little bit of what I would have done at the gym, but perfect scenario would have been just going to the gym. But that wasn't always possible. But I agree totally with what you're saying about training with someone, because you feel like you're letting them down if you don't go, and vice versa.
Yeah.
So if you can, I would recommend going with a gym buddy of some description.
Yeah, has Dan still been going?
Yeah, he's still been going. I think he went when I didn't go, because normally that's when, like, if someone doesn't go for a couple of days, you might get a bit slack. And yeah, but yeah, we normally do a couple of weekend workouts together. But yeah, he's still been going. Excellent. Yourself, he has had a few injuries. Well, I say a few injuries. Dan, unfortunately, is not blessed with the finest of recovery in terms of bodies, like his body parts and his ailments. But he's doing the best what he can with what he's got. To be fair, I think he's been injury free for a couple of months now, a few months. So let's go. You're good at.
Good.
I can't go any further than not talking about your T-shirt, mate.
No. Yes.
That is a fine T-shirt.
It is. I bought it from a market for many skooma. Look at that.
Nice. Is there anything that 59, what does that mean?
I have no idea. So I said, like, is that a Thailand football shirt? And he was like, Thailand sports shirt. I was like, okay.
Old sports.
Literally, this came in like 15 different colors.
Okay.
All numbers and shit. I got this one and an orange one. And it was above matching Muay Thai kickboxing shorts. So I think this might be like a kickboxing shirt or something. Right.
Okay.
But I just thought they'd be great to train in.
Mm.
And I got two for like 800 baht, which works out to be like £4 each.
Wow.
Which is nuts.
That is
so
dirt cheap.
Yeah. Yeah. So happy days. I also got a really cool Japan football shirt that has a dragon on it.
Nice.
That was quite cool. I got some visors for golf, visor hats.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Singer beer. Sick. Even though I hate beer.
I was going to say, that you're not the biggest beer fan, but you've got two products with beer literally plastered all over them.
Yeah, I mean, look, Chang beer Chang is fucking beer. Everywhere, mate. Chang and Singer is fucking everywhere. But it's just so cheap. Like, I know that flights out to Thailand are not the cheapest, but once, if anyone's thinking about going to Thailand, once you're out there, it's so fucking cheap. It's unreal.
Mm.
It's actually mad. Like, I'm talking like, you know, a full meal for like £1.40.
Fucking hell.
You know, like, it's just absolutely insane.
That's about two chicken nuggets here.
Probably. Yeah, like, I don't want to flex.
Oof.
But, like, we were tipping three times the price of the food, which they were just, like, in disbelief. But it's just like, honestly, this is fine, because, like, I feel like I'm taking the piss, walking away, only paying, like, £7, including a tip, for, like, a burger, fries, and fuck, you know, it's just nuts.
How did you find the food?
Not too bad, because it's been westernized considerably.
Right.
I weren't too great. Like, I had, what did I have that was actually Thai?
Nothing.
I actually don't think I did, really. I had like some fried rices.
Okay.
I had chicken spring rolls, right?
Nice.
And this was at Jip's restaurant. Jip is a lady that owns it. And it was so funny. I was just eating my spring rolls, dipping it in the Thai sweet chili. And there was like shredded cabbage, three different dips, but I only like the Thai sweet. I was only eating the Thai sweet chili and blah, 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 right? Shredded cabbage, carrots and shit. And I was just literally had my chicken spring roll, dipping it in the Thai sweet chili and eating it. And Jip, the owner of the restaurant, came over to me and she's like, no. Cut up my chicken spring roll, put it on a spoon.
Right.
Got another spoon, spooned some cabbage, spooned some carrot, spooned all three of the sauces, put it all on top, and then put it in my mouth. And she was like, that's how you're supposed to eat it. And okay. I was like, I'm so sorry.
There you go.
And I have to say, it was better.
I was going to say, did it actually, you know, did you like it more?
It was lovely. It really was lovely. But yeah, like pad thai and stuff, I just didn't. Because there's a lot of, what is it? Kaffir lime, it's like a spice thing. Or like I don't know what it is. It's some sort of fucking thing. They cook all their fucking food in kaffir lime. And kaffir lime is disgusting. Ooh. So yeah, I was there. There was a lot of restaurants that would like do like pizzas and shit. I feel awful, but it is what it is. I went to a food market, which, I mean, health and safety and food hygiene, sorry, is just non-existent. But I thought, fuck it, I'll get a chocolate brownie, because fucking hell, what salmonella can you get from a chocolate brownie, right?
Has it got egg in it?
I had a chocolate brownie, considering that it was basically a meat market, like surrounded by, to be fair, I'm probably going to give my own answer here, surrounded by like raw food and shit, like just little like fluttery like bits of string on a fan to keep the flies away from the food and shit, right? Well, I thought I'd be safe with the chocolate brownie. No. 4 days straight up diarrhea.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. Was it nice though? As it went down.
Oh, it was a really good brownie.
There you go.
It was a really good brownie. But yeah, I loved it. I loved it. And then we went to Koh Phangan, and then we went to Koh Samui. Koh Phangan is like an island that is very like rural and chilled.
Okay.
Koh Samui is like, it's got some nightlife and shit. Like we went to a few like Chow Eng, which is like a strip of like shops and shit. And like, there was like live bands and stuff. And it was like a Tuesday. It was just nuts. It was so fucking cool. You can get cocktails for 200 baht, which is like £2.20.
Wow.
Beers are like fucking £1.40. But yeah, it was absolutely sick. And Koh Samui, you can actually get direct flights to, but we went London Heathrow to Dubai, Dubai to Bangkok, Bangkok to Koh Samui. And then a boat from Koh Samui to Koh Phangan and then back to Koh Samui for a few days. But it's awesome. I really do highly recommend Thailand. It's fucking great. And the people are lovely. Like you can just tell it's just in their culture. They're so polite.
Yeah.
They're so nice. But yeah, it's just a really, really cool place, to be honest.
Yeah. Did you go on like any excursions anywhere, or did you kind of like keep to the area that you're in, like
No, we didn't go on any excursions really. We just, you know, we walked to a few waterfalls and stuff, and got a taxi up to a sky bar, which was really cool. But the main excursion, which is going to be a video, actually I'm going to edit it probably this weekend, me and basically when we were staying in Koh Samui, opposite our resort was an abandoned island, like a legitimate island. And so me and Maya got a kayak, and we kayaked over and did a little exploration. It's really fucking cool.
Nice.
Yeah, that was definitely one of the highlights. It was fucking sick.
Nice. Well, how close was it then to where you were? Like fairly close if you're getting a kayak across, I'd imagine.
Yeah. Probably about a 15-minute kayak.
Okay. Nice. Thailand's been one of those places that whenever I've talked to anyone that's been there, it's like, oh, you need to go. It's quality.
Yeah.
And the same 100%. Things, they said the same things are always accommodating. Food is cheap. Drinks are cheap. It's just a good time all round, really. But yeah, still on my bucket list. I would like to go to Thailand.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you're probably going to look at like, I reckon 600-700 quid flights. But once you're there, you know, you can get some places for like fucking no money at all to stay, and then just live like a fucking king. Like, if I mean, you know, fuck, it's just so cheap. It's so disgustingly cheap. Like, if you wanted lunch, you know, if you budget £1.50, you'll be solid.
Wow.
You know, you will not go hungry. And budgeting £1.50 for lunch, you know, it's crazy. Absolutely insane.
That's like a water out of a meal deal here.
Exactly. It's just
craziness.
It's nuts.
How was your flights then? Because I know you didn't get a direct flight, obviously.
Flights were fine. Yeah, we went, like I said, we went London Heathrow to Dubai, Dubai to Bangkok, Bangkok to Koh Samui. When you land in Koh Samui, right? Because you got Thailand, and you got Koh Samui is an island south of Thailand, then Koh Phangan and then Koh Tao. They're three islands that get gradually smaller as you go south. When we landed or coming into land into Koh Samui Airport and all of its surrounding bits literally looks like you're fucking flying into like Jurassic Park. It's fucking insane.
Jesus.
It's literally just fresh out of Jurassic Park. It's nuts. But the flights were fine. On the way back was a bit rough. From door to door, it was 35 hours of travel.
Wow.
We went to Koh Samui Airport, flew at midday, landed in Bangkok at 1. We then had from 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We flew at 10:30 at night. So we were in Bangkok airport for over 9 hours, Jesus. Nearly 10 hours. Landed in Dubai, but our flight was delayed by 2 hours. So as in going out of Bangkok. So we literally landed and had to run to the gate to get on our next flight, which weirdly they put us on it, but not our bags. So we have our bags now, but we had to leave our bags behind.
Wow.
And it was put on a separate flight 5 hours later. So it's 7 hours from Bangkok to Dubai, and then 7 hours from Dubai to London, and then 3 hours in a taxi home.
Jesus.
But yeah, so it was pretty crazy. 35 hours is a fucking long time. Nice. And now my body is fucked. Like, I've been going to sleep at about 6:30.
Wow.
I've been getting up at like 4:30. I got up at 5 o'clock today and I had one of the most productive mornings. Go back to yesterday. So yesterday morning, right? Obviously, Lozzie, you kindly edit the podcast for me. And I woke up and I was like, okay, so the podcast has got to go out today. I haven't uploaded it or done a thumbnail. So when I get back from work, I'm going to have to rush through, get this podcast done. Get it. And then I was like, wait a minute. I don't have work for 3.5 hours. So I just did all that in the morning.
Okay.
And then this morning I woke up at 5 and I went for a run, did that, came back, washed the ice bath because that had been the inflatable ice bath because that had been left open over the holidays and got grimy somehow. It was actually fucking disgusting. Mm. Washed that out, did the dishwasher, put my golf clubs away in the shed. Just did loads of little bits like before work. And I was like, this is fucking great. And also you're wide awake for work, if that makes sense, rather than getting up like 30 minutes before and then rocking up and being absolutely shattered. So yeah, so I want to drag my evenings out because obviously I don't want to fucking my evening to end at 6:30, but no. I don't really want to drag my mornings out though. I quite enjoy getting up at 5 and just having so much time.
Yeah.
To do other things. So yeah, no, it's interesting. It's interesting. Did you like the Fisherman's Village Market? I did. I loved it. This is where I got this shirt from. It was great. The Fisherman's Market was really cool. It's fucking massive. There's just stalls and shops and shops and shops and shops and shops.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fucking insane. Like there's so much different shit, man. Like knives, tasers. Like just so much stuff. It's fucking crazy. It's honestly crazy. Food markets and stuff. But yeah, I absolutely loved it. It was sick. I would definitely, because we went out there with Maya's family and her brother and his girlfriend stayed behind because they're going to travel across Asia for the next 3 months. And I must admit, by the end of that trip, I was like, fucking hell, man. I could definitely stay here. And like do some traveling without a fucking doubt. So sick. Did I do any Thai boxing? I didn't. I trained out there, but I didn't do any Thai boxing.
I was gonna ask, what did you go to a gym or did you just like do runs or what did you do?
Yeah, no. So I did. So there's a gym out there at the hotel.
Nice.
I trained in the gym. And I also went for a run. I also did some walking and stuff, but I trained in the gym a few times. I said I was gonna like vlog most of it, which I tried my best, but it was quite a small gym. And I think I went in there 5 times, and 3 of the 5 times there was people in there or like a woman in there or whatever. And I just thought, I'm in such a small room. If I film myself, they will be in it, and I wouldn't appreciate that. So yeah, but I do have more footage that I haven't edited yet. So there is a third vlog coming. And obviously the exploration of that island, which is really cool.
Nice.
The training was cool. Running in like 34 degree humid heat is fucking nuts.
Yeah.
It was sick. It was sick. We had two people. I don't know if they're the same person. Cameron Bruce and Lanzarbro.
Oh, yeah.
Both asked if we're going to download this year. I haven't looked at the lineup. I can't imagine it'd be better than the lineup last year. That was one of the best lineups I've ever seen in my fucking life.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, just out of interest, I'm going to have a look and see if they've... Obviously, they would have. I'm assuming they would have renounced. They yeah. must have. It's not. It's only like 4 or 5
In short, away. I'd say probably not. To be honest, but...
I went to Egypt last year, and if I weren't in Egypt, I would have 1,000% gone to download last year.
Yeah, I did remember the lineup for last year.
The lineup was just fucking insanity.
Pretty mega. But whilst I'm getting this lineup up, I do remember there was, I think it was on the way back, you posted a picture in a WhatsApp group that we're in. Yeah, that's it. You had a taxi pre-booked, didn't you? At the, I'm assuming it was Heathrow on the way back. Yeah. And you posted a picture of people queuing behind you.
Oh, yeah, so fucking funny. Now,
I did laugh at that. It's just like...
Yeah, it's nuts. So we just came out of the airport to, like, the taxi rink bit because we were waiting for our pre-booked taxi to get there.
Yeah.
We just stood at the side and, like, 20 people just queued behind us, just started a queue, even though we were just stood at the side, not, you know, not waiting for any particular thing other than our taxi. So we weren't impeding in anything else. And then we just fuck it. And then the taxi driver was like arm around the other side. So we just walked off and everyone was like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, why have you all just queued behind us, you weirdos?
What shape?
Go and get a taxi.
What shape?
It's mad. It is fucking mental.
It's just mad the assumption. It's like, oh, this is the queue then. This must be the queue. There's one person in front of me.
Yeah. Oh, this must be it then. Okay.
I guess we wait here.
It's nuts. It is absolutely nuts.
Right, let's have a look at this lineup.
Okay. Oh, I do. I've Avenged are on my bucket list, man. They're like one of the only bands that I like and haven't seen.
Okay.
Sum 41, Limp Bizkit. I mean, that ain't a bad fucking Sunday. Yeah, I bet the Sunday tickets are already gone.
Yeah, that does look like a good Sunday, to be fair.
Yeah. Fall Out Boy, I've seen them like 13 times somehow. Do you find that? But obviously going to festivals for so many years, you've just seen bands so many times.
Like Don Broco, I've seen so many times.
Oh, mate, yeah.
I mean, I've loved every time I've seen them.
What's that?
I've loved them every time I've seen them. But
yeah, it's true, man. Yeah. Royal Blood, I've seen a few times. Blackstone Cherry, I've seen. Enter Shikari, I've seen so many times. Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes, don't even like them and I've seen them. Baby Metal I've seen. They were hilarious. The Hunter I've seen.
Who's that? Who else is
Sum 41 were fucking sick.
Sum 41 were great at Reading. My only complaint, and it's not their fault, the dust. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, but it's gnarly as fuck. Black Bogies.
That's it.
Yeah. Joe Boy says, I really want to go to Thailand, but worried about seeing dead dogs. Do you see that much or is it bull? That is bull. I was there for over 2 weeks and I didn't see a singular dead dog. So
there you go.
I think it'll be all right. Bad Omens on the Friday. I still want to see Bad Omens. I fucking love Bad Omens.
Yeah, I'm not really
what's that song I really like by Bad Omens? So much so, I've forgotten what it's fucking called. Is it the Death of... it's the death. The Death of Peace of Mind is a fucking tune.
I've not really listened to much of them.
It's the Death of Peace of Mind. Be. So good. Who else have we got? Pantera.
Busted.
First UK appearance in 20 years. While She Sleeps. Never forget.
That's it.
Corey of Mice Taylor. And Men.
Yeah,
Tom Morello, nice.
Just I don't know, Tom Morello just on his own with a band.
He's got some pretty cool shit. Have you not heard his solo stuff?
No, I've not really listened to a lot of his solo stuff.
It's pretty fucking cool. Zebrahead. Oh, I tell you what, I could fuck. I tell you what, I could really fuck with that Sunday, man. Zebrahead into Sum 41, into Limp Bizkit. Into Avenged Sevenfold is a pretty fucking exceptional evening, to be honest.
Atreyu on the Sunday as well.
Atreyu!
Hoobastank.
That's it.
Fucking hell, it's 2004.
Welsh.
Billy Talent. Busted.
Yeah.
Wheatus. Escape the Fate. Who am I kidding? That's a pretty sick stage. Fucking hell.
Plus more to be announced.
What else we got? Crystal Lake. Fucking hell. Dying Fetus. Yes. Dying Fetus are a fucking disgrace.
I've never heard of them.
You've never heard of Dying Fetus, mate? No. I won't get his copyright struck, I promise, but just... In fact, no, I'm not going to play the music. I'm going to read you. This was one of my favorite things to do, like, last year. My sister started reading Dying Fetus songs in the car, and it's... Oh, mate, right. So, okay, I'm just going to read the top five popular songs by Dying Fetus, yeah?
Right, I got it.
Subjected to a Beating.
Nice.
Grotesque Impalement. Compulsion for Cruelty. In the Trenches. And my personal favourite, From Womb to Waste.
Okay.
That's fucking sick, man. Yeah.
I mean, that goes hard in the paint, doesn't it?
It fucking does. Like, Devout Atrocity. It's fucking class. Let's have a look at their 2023 album, Make Them Beg for Death. Enlightened Through Agony. Feast of Ashes. Throw Them in the Van.
Oh, okay.
Unbridled Fury. Undulating Carnage.
Undulating.
Hero's Grave. Fucking amazing. What about their 2017 album, Wrong One to Fuck With? Fixated on Devastation. Die with Integrity. Reveling in the Abyss. Oh, this one's probably the best one. Are you ready?
Right.
Put this on a t-shirt. Seething with Disdain.
That's it.
Class, man.
Disdain.
Amazing. Amazing. Man, they've been around since 2000.
They've been around.
Jesus Christ. Right, the 2000 album, Grotesque Impalement. My favourite song, Tearing Inside the Womb. The fuck is wrong with these people, man?
That's it.
That's fucking gnarly.
It's got some, you know, it's vivid visionary going on there.
It's insane, isn't it?
I mean, it's a bit...
Fucking
I don't want to say unnecessary, but it seems...
I don't want to get this copyright shot, but I just want to put on, like, 3 seconds of a song. What should I put? Should I put on, like, literally just the intro?
Yeah, go on in.
Which one? Which one reached out to you?
I mean, either one that mentions the womb is...
Okay, let's go with that. Let's go with the womb one. Where is it? Okay. I've lost it now. Fucking typical, isn't it? Hang on, I'll find it. Don't you fucking worry, Sam.
He's finding the womb.
Was it Grotesque Impalement? Yeah, Tearing Inside the Womb. Okay, we'll give this 3 seconds so we don't get copyright struck. All right, let me pump this up.
There you go.
That's exactly how I thought that would sound. Look at the art. It's impaled.
Oh, that's it.
Through the mouth. There's a grotesque impalement right there.
Very. That's the worst type of impalement, through the mouth.
Yeah.
If you discount being impaled through the ass, but it's a rough time. It is a rough time. But it is. The download, you know, it does look pretty cool, especially that Sunday.
It does. Now, to be fair, that is a... That, if you're going, you will have a great weekend.
There you go. When is it? 14th to the 16th of June. Yeah. Is it Donington, isn't it? Is it Donington?
Yeah, Donington Park.
Donny Park. Yeah, if you are going, I'm sure you have a good time, like you said.
Yeah.
So, for the last half an hour or so, I'd like to take a good old punt at this game's tier list. Because we're going to have to clear some dead wood. Now, I don't want to be harsh on any games that people love, but there are a few games coming up that I know I haven't played, and I'm pretty sure you haven't, so we can just fuck them off as quickly as possible. What I will say is, obviously, I would have preferred to do this with Dan, but he can't be here today. So what I'll do, if there are any games that we think Dan might have played, realistically...
Should we keep them?
We'll keep them on the list. But I'm sure the ones that I'm on about, he hasn't actually played.
Right.
Let's have a look. I doubt he's played Persona games, to be honest. Because I don't know anyone that has actually played them. It's a JRPG, so fuck it. I'm assuming you haven't. That was a massive assumption, but I'm assuming you haven't played Persona.
What's that?
Persona 5.
Nah.
No.
I don't even know what Persona is.
It's a Japanese RPG game. I don't even know what this game is. Sly 3.
No. Don't know. I'm just going to tell you now, I haven't played any of these up to Dying Light.
Right, so that makes it easier for me, because I also haven't played any of these up to Dying Light.
Yeah.
Spec
I might have played Dead or Alive 6, but Dead or Alive 6, I have to apologise sounding so vulgar, but Dead or Alive 6 is Tekken with tits, let's be honest. Like, that is what Dead or Alive is.
I was going to say, I don't know if it's just the sixth one, I think they just started that from the get-go. They're just like, let's make a fighting game.
It's literally hentai Tekken.
Yeah, literally, let's put more realistic boob and, you know, like, bum wiggle than Tekken do in our game, and then we'll just give fighters with massive tits.
Literally what they do. Yeah. It's nuts.
What's that Dragon Quest? Nope, never played it.
Dragon Quest 11. How is there a game of 11 of them? I've never even heard of the fucking...
Isn't Dragon Quest the game that Pokemon is meant to have copied some of the creatures from?
Oh, really? No, I've never heard of it.
Obviously, I would imagine it's quite old, considering there are 11 of the fucking games.
Yeah. That's nuts.
Dying Light.
I think it's a pretty cool game. I mean, I really like the concept.
I must admit, my only really experience of this, and I don't know if it's still on your channel. It might still be on your channel, where I came around and played it whilst you were, I think you were revising or studying.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. That's the only time I've played the game. And I was just literally walking around just crowbarring zombies in the face.
Were you also playing like Last of Us and shit? I'm pretty sure there is a full run of Last of Us on the Duty Rhino channel that is entirely played by you.
There you go. I know I definitely played some of the game. I don't know if I played it all, but it would make sense if it did.
I like the parkour. I like that, you know, it's a bit different. Like, at night, they go a bit crazy. So, you know, the day-night cycles are really important.
Yeah, because there's also, I'm pretty sure it's this game where they incentivize you to go out at night because there's better loot or better stuff to find in certain places. But obviously, the zombies are like absolutely just pumped full of steroids at night. So they're crazy, crazy, like quick fucking just devour you.
Yeah.
But yeah, what did you think of it overall? I'll have to go with your...
Good. I'd say it's a good game.
It's going good. Fall Guys. Now, did you ever play Fall Guys?
I did. I streamed Fall Guys during lockdown.
Of course. Naturally.
It was quite good fun.
Yeah, I played a few games, I think.
It's still going, you know.
Yeah. It kind of it did the like peak and then like the fall and then like level out. I feel like it's kind of what happened.
I think this is the right way around. I feel like Fall Guys had like a massive surge and then Among Us hit hard.
Yeah.
So Among Us kind of took the shine from it. And then Fall Guys took ages to do updates, I think, and bring out new like games and shit. So it kind of dropped off a bit. But I do believe through the power of Twitch, it is having a bit of a resurgence.
Ah, there you go. The power of Twitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy stuff. What are we
saying?
It's
good fun.
I would say it's good in my experience.
Yeah. I'd be inclined to agree.
I'll put it right. Oh, Jesus Christ, I fucked that massively. Where the fuck have I just put that in? Not played, which is not correct. Put that next to Dying Light.
Nice.
I haven't played this because I...
Nah, me neither.
No, right.
I haven't played any Half-Life games.
Right. Do you want to take this away?
Oh, fucking hell.
This is the one I wanted to get to.
Oh, fuck off. This pissed me off so fucking much. Shout out to T Davey. T Davey, when I was streaming back in 2020, when I think this came out, I was definitely streaming and I was at the apartment, so it must have been 2020. T Davey, I feel bad actually saying this, kindly gifted me this game to stream.
Right.
And I played the first hour and a half up until, spoilers, one of the greatest protagonists ever written, Joel, is murdered with a golf club by a character whose origin was retconned that the doctor that you killed at the end of number one was her father.
Yeah.
So, and then I never got this far, but I know PewDiePie did and it pissed him off. You then had to play as the bitch that killed the best protagonist that has ever been fucking written for like 6 hours. Yeah. But I didn't get that far and I rage quit because it fucked me off that much that they just disregarded such an incredible character. Don't get me wrong, I have no issue with great characters dying, but you don't kill them off in the fucking first hour of a game. It's like, okay, what are they going to do in season two of the live action? Are they really going to kill off Pedro Pascal in
Pedro.
Episode two?
That's it. What I think, personally, what I think they'll do, I think they might bridge the gap of the time between the first and the second game and the in-between of what their relationship between Joel and Ellie was in between. Yeah. But I get what you're saying. Like, why even would you take the role if you know in the second season of this fucking show you're going to be killed off?
It's fucking mental. I wonder if they're going to have, like, two storylines going at the same time. So they'll have the Last of Us 2 storyline going and then have what you're saying, I agree, bridging the gap, but in flashbacks.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was the fucking stupid, in my opinion, fucking ridiculous decision.
This game, which I haven't played, I've just watched a lot of, right? The mechanics of how the game works, like the action, shooting, you know, loot and whatever, going through, progressing through the game, looks absolutely insane. Looks quality. Mm. But I can't play the game because the story has been absolutely just torpedoed to fuck from the first hour of the game. And also,
to add insult to fucking injury, I'm going to spoil it. I don't give a fuck. I don't respect this game at all. At the end of the game, Ellie has this, opportunity to... What's the girl's name that killed Joel?
Oh, fuck. I can't remember.
Yeah. Anyway, has the opportunity to kill her, which she definitely fucking would, and for no reason spared her. And then, in that scuffle, lost a few of her fingers, and it ends with Ellie going back home and going to play the guitar that Joel gave her, and she can't because she's lost her fingers. So it's like, oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
It's just shite. It's absolute disgraceful shite.
It's just... It's just shite, like, story.
Abby, yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah, Thank Abby, you, yeah.
Ashton. It's Abby, yeah. Fuck off.
I think they did a what would have been a cool thing in the game had Joel not died. They did a section where you played, I'm pretty sure this is right, where you played as Abby chasing down Ellie, and then you played Ellie trying to get away from Abby, or vice versa, I can't remember. Pretty cool, but you happen to play as a character that you just despise from the get-go because of what's happened. So you just thought, I don't actually want to play this because they've killed one of the, like you said, one of the best characters, protagonist ever really written in games, let alone bigger media. So yeah, it's just a non-starter, really, to be honest. It's
fucking nuts.
I can remember the moment I saw that you'd like realize what the fuck was going on, and I was like, nah. I was in. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it's like one of my most popular Twitch clips. It's just fucking ridiculous. It's just so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Because it's not like me being, it's hard to explain, but it's just like, from a writing perspective, it just makes no fucking sense. Like, do you know what? If that happened at the end, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. But fucking at the start, what on earth are you thinking?
It's crazy. It's
fucking insanity.
Yeah.
So fucking stupid.
It's like, yeah. Apparently there is plans to do a part 3, but I really can't be fucked to eat. I'm not even bothered to know what the story, where the fuck do you go from here now?
Yeah.
If it's a continuation, I'm like, I don't fucking care. If it's a like in between or maybe like a prequel, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, it's just absolutely shite writing at its finest there. But like you say, it's the bit that gets me, the whole entire thing is built as like a revenge. Either side is a revenge story, and it gets to the point where the revenge can be taken. And at that point, she's like, do you know what? Nah, yeah. I've chased you throughout this whole, like this, literally this whole game, I've chased you down with the full intent of ripping you apart. And then I get the opportunity, I'm just like, nah, I'm going to go play guitar. Oh shit, I can't because I've got two of my fingers cut off.
It makes it worse, doesn't it? It just makes no fucking sense whatsoever. Ugh. Like, it would have been a slight fucking silver lining if you got to, like, I don't know, pick up a fucking hammer and just swing until Abby is a puddle on the fucking floor. But to just be like, oh, do you know what? Let's just stop the rage and call it a day.
Yeah, it's awful.
He took your dad, you took mine. Okay, cool. No, that's just not. Your dad was going to kill Ellie, so he stopped him. Like, fuck off. Admittedly, he was doing it to create a cure, but that's what made Joel so fucking cool, is he would rather watch the world end or continue to end than lose Ellie. It was fucking brilliant. Because he's kind of the villain, but in a weird way. But yeah, it's just fucking bullshit. It's absolutely bullshit.
With that said, where do you want to put Last of Us Part 2?
Whatever the lowest is without not playing.
Okay. Horrible.
Horrible. Perfect. Fuck off. Terrible.
Onto a better game for us, Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah. Loved Metal Gear Solid. I wanted it on, when I was a kid, I wanted it on PlayStation so fucking bad. Because I only had the demo. And then I got it pre-owned from Game one day. And then I went home and completed it. It was fucking sick. It was on like four discs.
Yeah.
So fucking cool. Had one of the coolest fucking boss battles ever in the Psycho Mantis boss battle, where it would literally read your fucking memory card and shit. It's just fucking insane. It was just so cool.
That sort of thing was like, I remember like talking to people about it, and it was like shit them up. It's like, what the fuck is going on? Have I broken something?
In it. And, like, you'd have to change your controller port from 1 to 2 and shit like that. Yeah. It was just fucking... It was just so meta and so brilliant.
Yeah, that's that. That's, like, peak of using just outside of the box thinking. It's like, oh, shit, let's do this. Let's really fuck with the player. Yeah, I did it.
And I'm pretty sure... Let me double check... Pretty sure I had 2 endings.
Oh, did it? I don't remember having 2.
Yeah, there are 2 different endings. Because basically, there's a bit where you're being tortured, and you have to keep like tapping square to keep your health up.
Yeah.
And if you give up, the girl dies, and then you have a different ending. And I couldn't beat the torture bit, so she died. But if you beat it, then she stays alive and you like escape together. So there's 2 separate endings to Metal Gear Solid.
Okay. There you go.
It's pretty cool. But yeah, Metal Gear Solid's excellent.
So there is an excellent...
Also remember the fucking intro music when you're like swimming in your dive gear.
Oh, yeah.
It was like... Doo, 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 doo. Like that.
Banger.
Doo, doo. Do, 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 do. And then you got the classic, which I think is our mate Brad's fucking text alert. You know, like brr, brr, that, like,
oh, yeah, the cool
fucking sound. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I would say Metal Gear Solid is amazing.
Amazing.
Quite possibly a masterpiece when you think about Psycho Mantis and things like that.
Yeah. That's
I'd call it amazing.
Yeah. Okay. I'd agree with you.
Had a lot of fucking cool mechanics. Like when you're outside in the snow. If you ran around, you left footprints, and the guards would notice your footprints and follow them and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something that you don't necessarily expect with a game from that era.
Yeah.
That's like something you expect very now, fun. Which I don't even remember a game that does that. Like,
Was that Hideo Kojima?
Yeah, Kojima.
Yeah.
Good old Kojima.
The pro.
He is. Elder Scrolls Oblivion.
Never played Oblivion.
You didn't play Oblivion?
No.
I think I've played about 2 hours of Oblivion because I was on a massive hype when Skyrim came out. Got Skyrim. Fucking loved Skyrim. And then I did the thing in my mind when I'm like, okay, when I beat Skyrim, obviously I'm going to need something else to play. So I'll get Oblivion... Play Skyrim, then play Oblivion. And I don't think I ever really put Skyrim down.
Skyrim's fucking huge.
I think I would be shocked if I didn't put over 300 hours total into Skyrim.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, I've only played a couple of hours of Oblivion. Obviously, it's not as good as Skyrim, in my opinion. But it did have... I think it's a good introduction to what, because this one, I think it's one of the first games that came out on 360. Might be wrong, but I think it was a good introduction of what was possible on that kind of console generation. I quite liked it. I didn't like it as much as Skyrim, obviously, but I've only played a couple of hours, so I'll put that in. Oh, I've done it again. Fucked it. Wherever left it there. I'll put it in good. I can't say it was great because I didn't play enough of it, but that's not really the game's fault. But I'll put it in good.
These.
Payday 2, never played it.
Never played it.
Bang it in there. Persona game, not played it. Persona again, not played it. Whoever made this list fucking loves JRPGs. Rust.
Rust is good fun. Have you ever played Rust?
I've played a little bit of Rust, but I've got absolutely
it can
just
be really fucking funny.
Mangled straight away.
Yeah. I'd say Rust is good.
A good
time. I haven't played it enough to like dwell on it too much, but I'd say it's a good time.
It's a good time.
Good time, no alcohol required.
That's it. Saints Row the Third.
Never played.
I've not actually played this one. I've played one and two. I haven't played Saints Row the Third. I've seen videos of it, and I'm pretty sure I've watched Dan play it for a period of time.
Nice.
But I've not played it myself. Titanfall 2, I've also not played myself.
Oh, Ashton said Saints Row 3 has to be near the top. Fucking incredible game.
So, I'm sorry, Ashton, I haven't played it.
Titanfall 2, never played it.
Have you played Dawn of War?
Nope.
Right. Obviously, we've both played Warzone, and it's an ever... Yeah. I would like to say evolving, but has it really evolved? I don't know.
That Warzone, like Verdansk, lockdown, great time streaming, to be honest. That was at the peak of my streaming, I'd say, when I was the C4 king. Oh, man. I would say, for the memories and stuff, that Warzone, I'd say it's great.
Yeah. The absolute state of this.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking God. Beautiful. You say great.
The fucking growl, zero recoil, pistol, car 98, 360, no scopes, just fucking ridiculous.
And like you say, C4 King just absolutely just rounding it off with a nice C4 throw.
Took down a fucking helicopter with a C4, get fucked.
What the fuck is that?
Neptunia looks hentai.
It does look hentai. There's a lot of hentai vibes in that one.
Yeah.
Shovel Knight. I've heard a bit about this, but I've never played
it. I've heard about it. Never played it.
Is that Samurai Warrior 4?
I'm just going to say it right now. We've got about 7 minutes left. I genuinely believe if we're concise, we can finish this.
Jesus, really?
Yeah, because I've played about 3 of these games. Let's go.
you mean you haven't played Samurai Warrior 4? Hang on. Samurai Warrior 4 2.
2, yeah.
What? Okay.
Nice. No, I can't say that.
I don't think I've ever played a Dragon Ball Z game.
No, same. R.I.P.
That's it, R.I.P.
Dead by Daylight is pretty fun.
I can't really get into Dead by Daylight. I like the fact that they rotate like the monsters and that. That's cool.
And they're getting the rights to fucking every horror thing going.
Yeah.
I must admit, like, because I haven't put too many hours into it. My sister fucking loves it. Like the concept and the game mode itself is just the same.
Yeah.
Just different maps. Mm. You know, and it's like, if you're a survivor, don't get me wrong, it's really good fun, but I don't really know why. Because on paper, like, you know, you run over to this generator and you stand by it, and then you do a quick time event every now and then so the generator doesn't blow up and give you away. And then if you see the monster coming near you, you run away and hide.
Yeah.
But I guess it's cool that the monster is a person.
Mm.
But yeah, I don't know. It's weird, but I've enjoyed it. And I'll probably put about 30 hours into it now, I reckon.
Okay.
I'd say it's a good game.
Put it in and good. Let's go. Get in there, man. DuckTales. Never played it.
Untitled Goose Game. Never played it. I've watched some streams of it or videos. It looks quite funny.
Yeah.
You're just basically a goose that's a prick. And you just piss people off.
That's it.
Hollow Knight. Never played it.
You played the Batman Arkham Knight game.
Is that Arkham Knight?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's Arkham Knight.
Is it?
Yeah, Arkham Knight.
Oh, fuck. I thought it was the first one. Arkham Knight. I think I did five parts on my YouTube channel. Ashton, I think Arkham Knight should be in the top two tiers. It's fucking insane how good that game is, and the graphics hold up. It's like 9 years old, and it looks like it came out last year. I had it on PC, and the PC port was fucked. It was so fucked that they gave me every single Batman game, Telltale, Arkham, all of them for free as an apology for how fucked the PC port of Arkham Knight was.
Okay. So it was clearly pretty bad.
Arkham Knight. It did annoy me a bit, the twist.
Oh, yeah. Because
in the promotion to this game, they were like, the Arkham Knight is a brand new character and it's not Jason Todd. And it was Jason Todd. So it's like, I don't really get what you did there. Why did you say that? In the promotion, they were literally like, the developers were like, it's not Jason Todd. Everyone thinks it's Jason. It's not.
It's not.
And it was.
It's Jason Todd.
So, okay, cool. The fuck?
I would say, I know, I don't, have we already had the Arkham City? Yeah, I think we did, didn't we? I swear we had the Arkham City game on here.
Yeah, Arkham City's probably should be in. Yeah, Masterpiece, which is absolutely fucking...
I would say out of the three, because I know there was Batman... Was it Origins? There was another game.
Batman Arkham Asylum, Batman Arkham City, Batman Origins, Arkham Origins, which was like when he was like a year into Batman.
Yeah.
Which I never played, but I do have. Like I said, they gave me all of them. And then Batman Arkham Knight.
Okay, I've never played Origins. I have played Arkham Asylum, City, and Arkham Knight. I would say, out of the three that I've played, Arkham Knight is the weakest.
Yeah.
Personally. I'll go Arkham City, Arkham Asylum, then Arkham Knight.
I would agree.
Those three. But I played a bit of it. I mean, I never completed it again because I played it around Dan's, but it was enjoyable. Obviously, you played on PC. I played it on the console, so it ran.
I would say, okay, and this is testament to the game, even though my PC port was fucked, I'd say it was great.
Let's put it in like a good, like one or two position at great, and just hope that appeases Ashton a bit.
That's it.
But yeah. Arkham City and Arkham Asylum were great games.
Yeah.
Better than great, as we've proved. Flight Simulator. Have you played this?
I've never played it. Apparently it's like really, really, really realistic.
Yeah, I must admit, I have played a little bit of Flight Simulator in the last few months. It's pretty cool.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, I can see if you're really into like... all like know what switches do what in like a cockpit. That is the game for you because all the cockpits are fully like rendered. Every switch is meticulously placed in correspondence to where it would be in reality. And you're just like, what the fuck? You can dumb it down to a certain level, like I had to, because they were like, oh yeah, if you you apply too much throttle at this point, you're gonna just crash. And like, I just want to fly a plane, bro. But yeah, I did enjoy it. It's got a very steep learning curve if you put the difficulty up.
Yeah.
As I imagine flying a plane would have. Not that you can really put the difficulty down with flying a plane. But you can, it's cool. I'd say like for like half an hour, like for example, I did a flight from Schiphol to Norwich, to Norwich Airport.
Did you?
Like, yeah, and I was like banging. I even took a helicopter from Norwich and flew it to my street to see if my house was properly rendered in the game. It wasn't, but it was a good trip. It was a good trip. I'd say I put that in good or great, even.
Nice.
I'll sell for good. We'll sell for good. A high good. Not that that really means anything right now. Oh, gone past them. What is this? No More Heroes 2. Haven't played that. take it you haven't played that either. No More Heroes 2.
No More Heroes, no.
Shogun 2, Total War. Did I say Total? Yeah, I've not played that either.
This is a game I feel like I should play. And actually, I want to get back into streaming and I want to stream horror games and stuff. And I feel like the thalassophobia kind of element of Subnautica would go really well.
Is it a horror game?
It kind of is, yeah.
Right, okay.
Because there's some like fucking leviathans in the sea and shit that are just fucking horrific. So I believe it's kind of like a survival-y type thing.
Cool. I mean, I don't really know much about it. I know it's quite a popular game.
I think I have it. I don't know.
Oof. Super Seducer.
Hey, what's this?
What's that?
Super Seducer.
Jesus Christ. Well, I haven't played that. Total War.
No.
Warhammer 2.
I haven't played anything until Ghost of Tsushima.
I'll tell you what, right? Do you want to end on Ghost of Tsushima? Because I've not played it. I've definitely haven't played any Yakuza games. Not that from my memory. Yeah. You end it on Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah, Ghost of Tsushima is fucking sick. It's the last game I bought on PS4. It's really fucking cool. I really like that you can do like a... It got a little bit old. The novelty wore off. But you can do like an old grainy film version.
Oh, okay.
Kind of filter, and you can play it purely in Japanese.
Nice.
Which obviously didn't work out too well. It's one of them open world games, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Where you liberate camps and shit. So it's a little bit...
It's repetitive.
Repetitive.
Yeah.
But it's fucking cool, you know? And there's all different, like, blade styles and fighting styles and shit. But yeah, that's pretty cool. Got to kill Genghis Khan or some shit. Got to kill them fucking, what, Mongolians?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Mongolians.
I'd say it's a fucking great game, for sure.
I don't know if it's this game, because there's quite a few that come out after this that feel similar to this game.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure it's this game where it happens. If you get to a certain point in the game and you've leveled up, I think... In this game, if you go up against some enemies that realize that how like esteemed you are, they actually back away from combat. I don't know.
That's pretty cool. I didn't get that far.
I might be wrong, but
that's pretty cool though.
Yeah, so, what did you say? You put it in? Great.
I said it's great. Yeah, for sure.
There you go. Rounding off.
It would be a masterpiece, but you can't seppuku yourself.
And there you go. If only game developers really just fully realised the potential there, that would have knocked it up a couple of places. But yeah, that's we've now got, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 games left, and I can tell you there are probably about 5 games that I've played. One of them I'll probably speak about quite a bit, as opposed to the others.
4.
Yeah. Cold War. Just telling you right now.
Oh, no. Yeah.
That's good. That's just absolutely shite. But yeah. We'll tackle that another day.
Yeah.
Well, everyone, thank you for joining us. Good to have Jordan back. Unfortunately, Dan couldn't be with us today. Hopefully, he's with us next week. But yeah, it's been good to have, because we've had a couple of pods, solo pods from myself. It's good to have Jordan back. I'm glad he's had a good time on holiday. And we'll see you in the next one. Up the Atma. Bye-bye for now.
See you later.
See ya.